Welcome to GSA 101, brought to you by Elevate GSA, where we turn GovSpeak into a language you speak. My name is Hannah Struss, and I have Colin Hartzell here with me today, and we're going to be discussing a feature GSA rolled out in eBay called Subgroups.
So GSA actually rolled this feature out in August of last year, so August 2020. And when they did, it caused a lot of confusion amongst vendors. When GSA was reformatting during the mass consolidation, contractors were dropped into an unfamiliar world with new large categories, brand new SIN names and numbers. So when they made this big update to eBay, it was just kind of another item added to an already daunting list of updates. So let's get you a breakdown of what the subgroups are and how they can be useful for you.
So inside of eBay, you have your SINs listed that have been awarded to your contract, either at contract award or through the formal EMOD modification process. GSA added new subgroups under these SINs. This allows you to pick more specifically the types of products and services you offer on your contract.
Right. These subgroups are not new SINs. And this doesn't mean you get to start adding SINs to your contract willy-nilly inside of eBay. These subgroups just allow you to give some more specifics about what you do under each of your SINs so that purchasing officers are better able to identify vendors that they would like to work with. Your subgroup choices will be visible to potential customers in eBay as well as eLibrary just for market research purposes. If you don't select any subgroups, you're not going to be formally penalized or anything, but you may passively lose some otherwise garnered interest in your contract.
Right, so basically, it's a good idea to add them to your eBay profile. You just need to log in, select the Modify Subgroups button on the right-hand side of your screen, and select the subgroups that fit your contract. Not all SINs have subgroups. So if you don't see any, then your SIN just doesn't have any. We will include a list in the show notes of what SINs have subgroups for your reference.
Another quick note, if you have the highly adaptive cybersecurity SIN, the HACS SIN, you're not able to self-certify your subgroups in eBay. This SIN is just a special case and is going to require you to reach out to your contracting officer to assist you in getting them added. It has special requirements that you had to meet when you were adding the SIN to get into these different subgroups. So if you're pursuing the HACS SIN presently, make sure you select the subgroups that you want to apply for during this addition process, and make sure your CO is aware that you want to get those added to your eBay account. Anyways, if you have any questions or requests for a topic to cover in a future episode, please feel free to reach out to us at podcast@elevategsa.com.
Thanks for listening.